got here? Is it? It's hump day. Wednesday now, the third day of November 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. Well, the Republican Party had a good night in Virginia last night. At least on the surface, that's what we see. It's too early to say whether or not Glenn Youngkin will be a good governor, or if he'll just be another rhino who gets elected with big promises and then doesn't deliver. But still, the election itself matters, because it means that we won't be stuck with four more years of Terry McAuliffe as governor in that state. It means that McAuliffe won't be able to deliver his platform of unlimited critical race theory poison. And it means a lot about vaccine mandates. Glenn Youngkin says that he won't require state workers to submit to the vaccine. We're hoping that he'll go a step further and ban vaccine mandates in that state altogether. McAuliffe wanted to force every teacher in the state to be vaxxed, and of course wearing a mask all day, or they would lose their jobs. McAuliffe wanted to force every child in public school to wear a mask every day, all day, removing smiles from their daily lives. McAuliffe promised to ban all so-called assault weapons, while, of course, reducing criminal penalties, hiring more public defenders, and letting even more criminal trash out of prison. McAuliffe closed his campaign by saying that he wanted a racial purge of the state's teachers. Too many white people, he said. Unacceptable. Get rid of the whites. So for the time being, Virginians will be safe from that, at least. And even if Glenn Youngkin disappoints conservatives, the fact that he won does show something. It shows that a candidate can run against CRT. A candidate can run against vaccine mandates, against tyrannical overreach of the left, and win. Even in a deep blue state, even against all of the tactics the left has to rig elections in their favor in the states that they control. That's a lesson that all America First patriots and candidates should take heart from, no matter what happens in the Youngkin administration. Remember that. Every time cowards and hacks come out and tell you that the only way to win is to copy Democrats and give in to everything they want in the name of moderation, remember that we can win. And of course, even if you don't live in Virginia, last night was good news. Antifa's bid to abolish the Minneapolis Police Department went down in flames. Local votes to get rid of Confederate monuments got crushed. The New Jersey governor's race was much, much closer than anybody expected. And next year, Joe Biden's Democratic Party is going to have to run across the entire country on their record of vaccine mandates, self-inflicted shortages, massive inflation, exploding crime, and a non-existent border. Right now, they're keeping up the fiction that the economy is doing great. But by next year, don't be surprised if that's vanished too. It's almost certain to happen, and soon. The only thing that can stop a Democratic implosion is a Republican Party that insists on throwing away its advantages. And hey, they have done it before, plenty of times. But that's why we, as the America First movement, as the MAGA movement, the 2016 Trump agenda movement, have to be preparing right now, making sure that the right candidates win and that the nominations, and making sure that they run on the right issues. Hopefully the presidential hopefuls of 2024, including President Donald Trump himself, should he choose to run, are taking notes as well. Peter Navarro is releasing a new book, released it yesterday, In Trump Time, his memoir of serving in the administration during the 2020 pandemic. Peter Navarro joins us now. Okay, so we're going to get to the book because this is exploding all over the place. But first, real quickly, will the mainstream media weaponize last night's Virginia results to stifle audit efforts? Look, no cheating.
They'll try that, but the reality is, when you have Terry McAuliffe as a Democrat running, who hires Mark Elias, the biggest thief in history in terms of election integrity, because he was the guy that organized what happened in 2020, I don't think they can pull that off. And this race, in my judgment, was closer than it really was or should have been. So that's a whole nother topic. But, you know, the In Trump Time, the name of the book is, it's a term I coined, Stu. It's like describes to get things done as quickly as possible. And last like the night's election was done in Trump time in the sense that, wow, it was very quickly we've shown just how much the people of America repudiate the far left woke progressive zombie policies like critical race theory of the Democrats. And here's, I got Capitol Hill behind me here. I think that this election last night was arguably the most important state election in our national history because the shots from that election are reverberating around Capitol Hill today. Every Democrat running for Congress in 2022 who has even a remote chance of being challenged will now step back from the kind of policies that the squad and Biden and Pelosi are pushing. And it effectively, in my judgment, that election last night killed the Biden regime. It's over. And if I'm right, and Capitol Hill heard Virginia last night, we're not going to be seeing any $1 trillion packages to nowhere to fuel inflation passed on Capitol Hill. So this was a big night. It's also a big night for the deplorables and the Trump movement because this was a grassroots victory of people very discontent with what's going on, including the mama bears who don't want their kids jabbed or have critical race theory jammed down their throats.
So the Democrats will at least fake it for a while. We get a reprieve there as they'll ease off of the radical stuff. But going back to the question about stifling these audit efforts, you mentioned that it was much closer than you thought. Are you suggesting that you believe that there could have been some cheating going on even in that election last night?
Look, when Mark Elias is involved, you have to watch very carefully what happens. Here's the thing. The bigger picture here, Stu, is a lot of people think that the pandemic was what allowed the Democrats to basically do the steal, right? But in fact, in the In Trump Time book, at the end of it, the back third of it, I document how there was an extended effort beginning from literally the day Donald Trump got elected back in 2016 to implement what I call the grand stuff the ballot box strategy. In the In Trump Time book, I described the two prongs, right? The obvious prong of that is to stuff the ballot box with absentee and mail-in ballots, because that allows you, if you're the Democrats trying to steal an election, to basically enter into the vote stream all manner of illegal votes, typically through things like drop boxes and ballot harvesting, the kind of efforts that Mark Zuckerberg actually funded with his Facebook bucks in places in like Dane County in Wisconsin and in Detroit and Philly, right? So, but that's the obvious thing, like just flood the zone with absentee and mail-in ballots. We all know that that's the easiest way to get illegal ballots into the stream. But the other thing that's so subtle about it, the second prong of the strategy, was basically to take the election cops off the beat, so that there wouldn't be anybody to scrutinize the illegal ballots coming in. So if you go to what I call the cesspool of Georgia, there was this illegal consent decree that was done that basically eliminated what's called through signature match, which is if an absentee ballot comes in, you match the signature on the ballot with the one on record. And they did away with that, and the number of rejected ballots fell from 6% in 2016 to virtually zero in 2020, even as the flood of absentee ballots just increased dramatically. So the point is that whether it's Virginia yesterday or what happened in 2020, we have a system which is easy to game and easy to manipulate. And if we're going to go forward, we really need to address the pressure points on that system now that make us wonder, like you asked the question, was there any chicanery? The fact of the matter is we don't know, because the Democrats in many ways took the election cops off the beat. We don't know, but we need to know going forward.
So, but you believe that the 2020 election was stolen from the American people, correct?
in Trump time, the book proves that the election was stolen. Let me give you one example. If you look at the state of Arizona, of the six battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, if you look at the six, Arizona, I depict in the In Trump Time book is arguably the cleanest of the six dirty ones, right? But the margin of alleged Biden win was only 11,000 votes, okay? So do a little math with me. Based on my work at the White House and these reports I did on election fraud, the Arizona Senate did a partial forensic audit and came up with at least one conclusion that there were 50,000 ghost voters voting absentee in Maricopa County alone. Now, what does that mean? It means the ghost voter is somebody who cast a ballot from this address, went into the ballot box here, and you go back and there's nobody at that address. The ghost voters is the way Kennedy stole it from Nixon in 1960 through Mayor Daley, right? So it's a serious matter. We know, Stu, that of those 50,000 votes, as conservatively, two-thirds of them went to Biden. So that alone right there, if you throw them out, that's a 17,000 vote swing for Donald Trump, and he wins Arizona just on that piece of fraud alone. And in the In Trump Time book, I it was like death by a thousand election irregularities. So yeah, it was stolen. The other big reveal in the book, which I think is really important as we look at Capitol Hill and they're investigating the so-called insurrection, is, you know, chapter 21 of In Trump Time starts out, it's a raw, windy day on Capitol Hill. And the last thing on God's good earth that Stephen K. Bannon, Donald John Trump and me want is violence on Capitol Hill, because we had something called the Green Bay Sweep strategy we were going to implement. Pence was supposed to be the quarterback, and we weren't seeking to overturn the election at that point, but simply to get an honest assessment of the ballots themselves by sending them back to the battleground states. And, Pence used the argument of the violence on Capitol Hill, along with some other congressmen, to basically abort the Green Bay sweep. In Shakespearean terms, he was the Brutus that took down the American Caesar. But I also portray another Shakespearean character in Pence's chief of staff as the Iago, who's pursuing his peculiar ends, basically to take out Trump so Pence could run in 2024 and run on a Koch network agenda, starkly at odds with what Trump wants, which is factories here. Koch brothers want factories over in China in the sweatshops.
Yeah, Paul Ryan and Mike Pence have been exposed for trying to take down the president. I mean, there's no question about that. The two of them are traitors, and they have put a dagger right in the back of President Trump and all of America. They have disenfranchised voters single-handedly. And how does Paul Ryan, by the way, walk away with millions and millions of dollars? That's a whole nother story. The guy's crooked, super crooked. Real quick to finish up on this Youngkin deal. So no state governor, not one, has ordered a forensic audit of 2020 in their state. See, I'm on the fix 2020 train, because a lot of what you talk about in your book, the problems that we're facing now, get dealt with if we fix 2020. So on October 5th, I believe it was, Youngkin said, oh yeah, we're going to audit this entire state. How important is it that he lives up to that promise?
Well, it would be a sign of leadership and a sign that somebody actually keeps their promises. I mean, the one thing I loved about Donald Trump, of the many things I loved about him, was he kept his promises. But if you know, the Rhino, you mentioned Rhino Republicans. I mean, this is the bane of America's existence right now, because let's be clear, the Rhinos, Republicans in names only, they actually are Republicans, but they're globalist Wall Street corporatists who want to send our jobs offshore. And the real Republicans are the Trump Republicans, who believe in buy American, hire American, make it here, keep our supply chains here, make them resilient, and not have the kind of fragility we have now. But, you know, Ducey in Arizona and Kemp in Georgia in particular are cut from the rhino corporatist cloth. And it's been a struggle in the face of overwhelming evidence that this election was stolen in 2020. But we soldier on, and last night was a clear signal to the world that Americans are very unhappy with what's going on. Don't forget, Stu, the poll last week came out and said that there was 35% of voters right now alone want the election overturned. It's not just they think that it was rigged. They want it overturned. That number is only going to rise after they read in Trump time. And if you don't believe me that the election was stolen after you read in Trump time, I'll give you double your money back, because I make the case firmly, unequivocally, that thing was stolen.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get to the Fauci parts of in Trump time. I mean, you absolutely expose this guy's criminal activity. And this looks, I mean, the way that you're framing it, this looks like intentional homicide, murder.
Yes. Yes. The second chapter of In Trump Time begins in the Situation Room. The boss has sent me down there to argue on behalf of the travel ban on China. It's January 28, 2020, very early in the pandemic. He's made a courageous decision to do that, but he's got headwinds on the task force. I go down there, you know, I'm going to fight with Mulvaney, who's the acting chief of staff. I know I'm going to fight with Azar, the Orville Redenbacher doppelganger Redfield at the CDC. Take all that for granted. But the little guy sitting across from me, I never met him before. He didn't know he walked on water. He didn't know he was a Saint Fauci, right? And I get in an argument with immediately with him on this whole thing. And he keeps saying travel bans don't work. And it's like, hey, it's like you want 20,000 Chinese nationals coming in a day. Many of them from Wuhan, lit up like a Christmas tree with virus. You really think that's a good idea, dude?
Yes, he did.
Called him dude. Yeah. Yeah. So, but here's the point, Stu. It's like, we prevailed that day. I was able to carry the day for the president on that. But that day, Stu, Fauci knew that day that he was in all probability responsible for the virus, and that it came from Wuhan. And I say this, the In Trump Time book lays out this case. Fauci knew the virus came from Wuhan. He knew that it popped up within yards of the Wuhan bioweapons lab. He knew he had funded that bioweapons lab with the American taxpayer money. He knew that there were gain of function experiments going on with his funds that can turn a harmless bat virus into a human killer. And by the way, burying the lead, he had received an email from a Scripps scientist telling him flat out this thing was likely genetically engineered. If I knew sitting at that table that thing came from the lab and we were likely going to have a pandemic, you damn well knew Tony Fauci knew that. He did not tell anybody through the entire crisis. He never alluded to it. That only came out after the election. And if he had simply come clean that day, millions of people around the world would be alive, because we would have done something entirely different from what we did.
What needs to happen with Tony Fauci, and who's going to make it happen?
It's a three-part thing. Fire Fauci. I think if everybody reads the In Trump Time book, there'll be a groundswell of demand for that. He's on his last legs now as it is. Fire him. Take him right here, put him in a chair, strap him down, make him confess his crimes. And as soon as he does that, you take him over to a court of law and you indict him for lying to Congress, and then let the civil suits begin and strip him of all the wealth he got from being a Frankenstein. And those civil suits cast by the loved ones who lost people because of Fauci's irresponsible actions with respect to using taxpayer money to fund the most god-awful hubris, playing God kinds of experiments you could ever imagine.
The lockdowns, the mandates, the loss of life due to these shots being falsely referred to as FDA-approved vaccines that are now going to start being injected into kids. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, In the In Trump Time book, there's a whole chapter on February 9, 2020, where I would begin a series of memos. And the first one I wrote said that if we acted today, we could have a vaccine by October or November, literally in Trump time, literally as quickly as possible. And that was a bold prediction because that was in third of the time it usually takes. President Trump hit that mark. But that vaccine, I knew at the time and wrote it at the time that it would be a leaky vaccine. It wasn't a magic bullet. And there's two things I can tell you about it. The vaccine itself is designed now only for the people who are at most of risk from the disease because it's a risky vaccine. So if you're a senior citizen who has a high risk of dying, that risk is higher than taking the vaccine. If you've got comorbidities, you should take it. But the idea of jabbing six-year-olds, it's insane. It's child abuse. The idea of jabbing healthy people, that's insane. And if you've had the virus, you've gotten 20 times the antibodies you would with a vaccine. So, you know, give it, make forcing truck drivers, pilots, firefighters, policemen, SEALs, sports stars to do this, it's just criminally stupid. And here's the punchline, Stu. In the In Trump Time book, I actually write, it's like never in my wildest dreams that I or the president believe that that vaccine would be used as a weapon to take people's jobs and turn them into pariahs in our society.
And more
it's
than that,
criminally wrong.
Studies were shut down because six beagle dogs died. Now, we know how Tony Fauci feels about beagle dogs. We saw him with his torture and all that. The swine flu vax program, 27 people died. Boom, immediately shut down. Yeah. There's no threshold here, Peter. This thing has killed close to 18,000 people, according to the CDC's own website. That's more than twice the amount of every previously approved vaccine combined. What do we have to do to stop this? What has to be done to stop this? I'm looking at the ticker right now. Permanently disabled people, 27,277. 17,619 deaths. And a Harvard study suggests that that's only 1% reported. I mean, those numbers get really big. 837,593 adverse events reported as of today. What do we got to do to stop this thing? I mean, shouldn't this be halted immediately?
We got to get the information out. The In Trump Time book, like one of the missions is to get Fire Fauci, get the truth out about the vaccine, about there's a whole chapter on hydroxychloroquine. I mean, some people listening to this probably think that that's a dangerous drug. It's the safest drug imaginable. If we had used it, it would have probably cut the mortality rate in half.
Some people listening to this program think that ivermectin is a horse paste dewormer because of this mainstream media who's criminally complicit in people's deaths, as far as I'm concerned.
So all I can do, Stu, is what I'm doing. I'm right in Trump time, get it out and talk to folks like you, give you the information in the book that just really paints the whole picture about Fauci, because there's plenty of stuff in there that hasn't even got out about him, whether it's about the vaccine, the therapeutics and the mask, some of the roles he played. I mean, he's a monster. He's an evil, he's a narcissist. He just loves to be on TV. That's like what he lives for. He gets up in the morning, lives to be on camera with his goofy little smile. But he is also a sociopath because all he does is every time he's caught in a lie, he tells another lie to block that.
Yep.
So there it is.
And with Fauci and Gates behind these things, I mean, look, Gates told the whole world that he wants to depopulate. I guess I have to take him at his word for that. Trump Time is available right now. This thing is, you cover all of it. And from the theft of the election to Tony Fauci and his crimes inside of the White House, some of the accounts that you have here, I don't want to spoil the whole thing because I want people to go buy it. And they should. I hope you get filthy, stinking rich selling this book because you're doing a great service.
Not my goal. Goal is truth.
You know what?
Whiskey, no chaser. Truth to power, baby.
That's fine. But you know what? You're doing a bold thing by telling the world the truth about what was happening in there. In Trump time, go get the book. Peter Navarro, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. All right, you heard him. Double your money back if you're not convinced the election was stolen after you read In Trump Time. Get it at peternavarro.com. Again, that's peternavarro.com. Want to remind you about our great friends over at steponsocks.com. Really responsible, in part, largely, for keeping the Stu Peters Show on the air. They were there right away at the beginning, and they have a brilliant product. You go to steponsocks.com, and you're finding these 100% Patriot-designed all-cotton socks, a whole bunch of different varieties allowing you to step on the snakes, allowing you to profess your love for Jesus and your trust in God on these Trust in God socks. There are new socks available right now to keep our children safe, to free our children. Also, Second Amendment flags. There is silver available at steponsocks.com. The product line just continues to grow. And so I would encourage you to please help to support this program, but also to do business with great patriots, independent small businesses. That's what this platform is all about. That's what we support. That is an America First mentality. So I think it's important to me. I know it's important to me, so I think it should be important to you, but I'm not going to tell you how to feel. Pray about it. And if you decide that you want to support patriot-owned small businesses, go to steponsocks.com. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you're viewing the wide variety of products, from flags to silver to socks, all sorts of different varieties available right now. And mention Stu Peters when you go to steponsocks.com. Well, a very sad story is unfolding out in Washington State. In some ways, it's nothing that we haven't seen before. Powerful politicians are abusing their position to terrorize ordinary people and impose unwanted, dangerous, and deadly shots on them. But in this case, there's something even more twisted. It's a politician using his office to attack his own family. Martha Cortez has a 30-year-old autistic daughter. She does not want her daughter to receive this experimental so-called COVID vaccine. So now powerful political forces are intervening to take her daughter away. Martha's son, Adrian, is the mayor of Battleground, Washington, a suburb north of Portland, Oregon. Adrian has petitioned to take his mother's guardianship away and transfer it to himself so that he can forcibly inject his autistic sister. Martha has been desperate to get the word out about what's happening to her family. The media largely is ignoring her. We will not do that here. Of course, we wanted to speak with her as soon as possible. Martha is joined alongside of her son, Emmanuel, and they are with us now. This is a horrible story. What are you doing to fight against? I mean, your son of all people, what is going on?
Well, I had gone in the beginning of October because the renewal was coming up for Marisol's legal guardianship. And so I had gone and gotten an attorney. And it was fine to that point. And last Friday, he called me because my son Emmanuel was going to go with me to Idaho because that's where we were going to move. And he called me on Friday before we left. And he said, Martha, I want to talk to you on Monday when you come back from Idaho. And I said, is there something for me that I need to be concerned, something that I need to be worried? He said, oh, no. Go about your business. Everything's fine. Well, he knew exactly. And when I got there on Monday, he laid it all out, you know. And they're accusing me that I'm a liar, that I don't take care of my daughter well, that I don't look after her well-being, and that I'm giving her ivermectin, which I'm not. And so now, you know, they want to take her away from me.
So even if you were giving her ivermectin, how is that neglecting or abusing her? I don't understand that. But the lies here and the media pushing this propaganda, referring to ivermectin as horse paste and dewormer, it's a Nobel Prize winning drug because it saved millions of lives, not because it saved the Kentucky Derby. This has gotten way out of hand. Emmanuel, you're alongside your mother, I'm assuming in support of her. This is your brother. Have you had any conversation with him?
Over the past year and a half, I've only had a couple of conversations with him. I first conversation was when, you know, these shots were coming out, and I said, hey, I recommend that you wait and you don't get these. That's just my personal opinion. And he disagreed with me. He said he was going to get it. He said I was listening to conspiracy theories about, alternative medical treatments. That it's pretty much kind of how it's been. So my mom informed me of what was going on here with the house, because my other sister was living with my mom up until actually just this past weekend. And she was, for the most part, verbally assaulting my mom on a daily basis, telling her she was a bad mother. She didn't deserve to be the mother of our youngest daughter, of my mom's youngest daughter, my sister, who is autistic, and said that she didn't care for her. She was trying to poison her with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which my mom got over via telemedicine through America's Frontline Doctors. Telemedicine prescription doctor and pharmacist gave her that as a preventative measure for my mom. And our sister and my brother are saying, basically lobbing these lies, saying that my mom is trying to kill my, you know, my autistic sister, that she doesn't take care of her. And then another caveat to all of this, my mom, you know, with all the lockdowns, you know, especially in churches, she's been doing church online, and she follows avidly Pastor Greg Locke. She considers herself a member of that. Well, my brother and my sister have said they know that she watches him on Sunday mornings, and they said that she is a fanatical conspiracy theory who is being pulled into a cult. And that is one of the accusations that the attorney who my brother sought out and has filed a petition as of yesterday, November 2nd. They filed a petition in a Clark County court with the judge name is Retsinas, is the presiding judge that granted the guardian ad litem. And it is, her name is Nancy Retsinas, and she granted guardian ad litem to Lisa Rasmussen November 2nd, yesterday morning. So as of right now, they are petitioning to get full custody. And part of that a grant and petition, my brother and his attorney have said that they want to, since his whole household is vaccinated, my brother, that in order to attain custody of my autistic sister, they, and she is not vaccinated, they want the judge to order her to get vaccinated so that she would be able to live with them. And so my mom does,
Martha,
not want
of course she doesn't. She doesn't want that to happen because she's watching the conspiracy theorists who saved thousands of lives in upstate New York. For example, Dr. Vladimir Zevzelenko, who believes in early treatment protocols like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, zinc, quercetin, vitamin D, and C, who saved 99.9% of his high-risk COVID patients. There are doctors from all over the place that are pointing out early treatment as a savior. Remdesivir is experimental. It's killing people. Ventilators are killing people. And the shots that your brother is advocating for, as of today, the CDC acknowledges on the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System is responsible for 2,712 miscarriages, 2,277 permanently disabled people, 17,619 deaths. Is your brother prepared to tell the family members of those people who are grieving the loss of their loved ones that they believe in conspiracy theories or that they're part of a cult? The only cult here is the cult of injections, endless shots. For people who have signed themselves up for a lifetime subscription of antibody-dependent enhancement and severe medical problems. Does your brother really want to do that? I mean, does he want to come on this program and talk to me? Because I'd be more than happy to do that. What are you going to do to take this fight to the next level? Do you have an attorney that's going to support you?
Well, the attorney that my mom had, he was pretty blindsided, and he honestly, it seemed like he didn't, when he found out the attorney that they have, who is a former prosecuting attorney for Spokane, and also works in the prosecuting here in Clark County, he pretty much said, told my mom, you've stepped on a bee, on a huge, you know, bee's nest, and this is really big. You're walking into like a David and Goliath situation. And he really was basically just cow tipping to their attorney's wishes. Like he hadn't even filed anything. He hadn't filed anything. So what I have done is I have set up a give, send, go, a fund so that my mom can raise, some funds for some legal, help. And we are also asking if there are any legal attorneys out there who would be willing to help us in this situation. Because as of right now, my mom is completely unprotected legally.
All right. What's the name of the Give, Send, Go account?
Yes, the name of the Give, Send, Go, I have it right here.
If somebody was searching it at givesendgo.com, what would they search for?
Oh, so if they're at Give, Send, Go, they would search for a mom's legal fight.
A mom's legal fight. All right. And we will put the link. I'll ask you to forward that to us. We're going to put that link at stupeters.tv. And yes, absolutely. If there are any attorneys out here, look, we're talking about kids and vulnerable adults. My aunt, my dad's sister, who is gone now, Jeannie, rest her soul, God bless her. I believe she's in heaven, was an autistic person. The sweetest, most loving, most innocent, an extremely trusting and very vulnerable person. And this is getting to the point of we need to have a line in the sand. This is a full and hard stop right now. And it doesn't matter to me if Dr. Carrie Madej is making things up and that there's not hydras and parasites. It doesn't matter to me what specifically is in these. What we know is that we have had dozens of whistleblowers with thousands more emails in my inbox right now from healthcare professionals, nurses, doctors who are saying that they are seeing an influx of injury, myocarditis, heart inflammation, stroke level blood pressures, serious problems as a result of these injections in the 12 to 17 year old age group. They want to push this to 5 and 11 year olds, and now they want to inject vulnerable adults like your sister, Martha, like your daughter, and to think that this is happening at the hands of a tyrant who happens to be the brother of this person makes it even more diabolical and cynical. I'm going to pray for your brother because he needs it. That is
Thank you.
Absolutely evil is what that is. I got about a minute left here, Martha. Final words.
Well,
if I could add something, and this is for my mom's defense, my brother, the lobs that he's lobbing, that she's not fit to watch her yet. His grandkids, his two daughters, my mom has been the primary daycare provider for them when they would get out of school up to about a month ago. And then he stopped having them come over. So their entire life, his own kids, her grandkids, she was the primary daycare provider for them after school. If she is such a bad mother to her daughter, why did he and his family?
Yeah, we know that that's not true. We know that exactly. That's not true. And I can tell. I mean, that's just your brother is living a lie for political reasons. He's living a lie. And the price that he and his family are going to pay as a result of that lie is going to hit him right in the face. And I pray that that happens very soon. Martha Emanuel, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you for having us.
The evil and satanic, demonic agenda being pushed by these petty tyrants, like that mayor in Battleground, Washington, Adrian, against his own family, his autistic sister. It's disgusting and grotesque. Go to vaccine-police.com and support efforts against this tyranny. Christopher Key is confronting people like Adrian, tyrannical petty tyrant school board members, overreaching communist hospital administrators and big pharma CEOs and executives, and he video documents all of it. He's even serving pharmacists with Nuremberg notifications. Go to vaccine-police.com right now and support his efforts. I do, and I'm really glad that I did. He's erecting billboards in major metropolitan areas, forcing local media to report on the existence of the billboard, bringing awareness to the adverse events or intended consequences of these poisonous shots. Proven to be dangerous, in many cases deadly. The numbers are soaring, and we know that those numbers that you're seeing on the bottom of the screen are being throttled. Go to vaccine-police.com and support Christopher Key if you feel so called to do so and have the resources. Go to vaccine-police.com. Vaccine-police.com. It's a fan favorite here on the Stu Peters Show. It's a segment called Ask Dr. Jane, and it's brought to you by MyPillow.com. The biggest savings, and right now, the classic MyPillow, normally $69.98, only $19.98 if you use the promo code Stu. So make sure that you use promo code Stu when you go to MyPillow.com. Ask Dr. Jane. It's where you get to weigh in and ask questions of the expert pharmaceutical researcher herself. You can find her in her Telegram at Dr. Jane Ruby or email her in her secure and encrypted ProtonMail, drjaneruby@protonmail.com. I understand that before we get to the questions, you have something that's breaking here.
Yes, Stu, just literally moments ago, I got a communication from the expose in the UK. You'll remember that I broke the story the other day that they have actually identified some lots of Pfizer injections that are more dangerous than others, and that they went to certain states over others. Well, I know that they were expanding their analysis, and they just sent me a communication. You can find it hot on their website, which is the Expose UK. Now, listen, here's what they found. And I'm gonna read it really right from their article. Basically, there are three or four major findings that are critical. They found 130 distinct lot numbers of the Pfizer product, okay, whatever that is. And listen to this. These, out of these 130 lots, remember, there can be many, many vials. There can be millions of vials in each lot. So I just want people to have a perspective on the numerics here. These 130 lots and their contents harmed on average 630 times more people, right, than any other lot numbers. They hospitalized 109 times more people than other lots. And they killed 22 times more people than any other lots than the other 4,289 lots that were sent to less than 12 states. So let me clarify. There were 4,289 lots that went to less than 12 states that were less harmful. I don't know what they contained. We're assuming it could be predominantly a saline solution, but we don't know that yet. But the 130 lots that were identified harmed 630 times more people, killed 22 times more people, and hospitalized, you know.
Do they have a geographical breakdown of as to where these lots went and all those other things?
Yes, they do. They have their own, but it is really fairly scattered throughout the United States. It is not refined yet, but I also have some people on my Telegram channel. That's t.me/drjaneruby. Stay attuned to that, because a lot of analysts are doing some great digging to build on the expose work. And I recommend that you also go to the Expose UK website and look at their article. I really appreciate them breaking it with the Stu Peters Show.
Yeah, and I'm sure that Pfizer will come out with a press conference almost immediately. As a result of these findings, because they do them all the time, you know, to address the concerns surrounding the death shots. Vita Broom in your Telegram asks, Dr. Jane, was wondering whether you thought the doctors who are now coming out saying the shot vials are okay are the ones who are being paid by Big Pharma. So that would be what? Who? Dr. Fleming, Dr. McCarron, who was just on this program yesterday, going after Dr. Carrie Madej and her findings, which we are looking into as well. To verify now her findings that she reported on this show as well. But so the question is, do you think that these doctors who are saying the shot vials are okay are being paid by Big Pharma?
You know, I can't know that for sure, but let me just say this. Yes, we are referring to, I think the question was referring to Drs. Fleming and McCarron. I will say this. I am willing to debate Dr. McCarron on these claims that have been made in this attack on over 100 vetted experts, scientists, microscopy experts, and practicing physicians any day. I don't even need those physicians. I know their work so well, and we've posted it so much on the Stu Peters Show. I will debate them, either of them, on Stu Peters Show anytime they want, because when one or two people come out against a large number of already vetted scientists who have found similar things using different methodology and claiming that their work is not real or insufficient. We have a problem with that, and we're not going to be divided as scientists, but what we do in science that's appropriate is we don't call each other out, but we do exchange science and we ask for clarification, okay? And we've done that with some scientists on this show. But we don't go behind their back and we don't smear them publicly with nebulous terms like garbage and small creatures and stuff like that. So I want
to also clarify something on Dr. McCarron. I'm not 100% convinced that this guy is some Wuhan-connected deep state player. And as a matter of fact, one thing that I will say is this. I believe that it's important that we know what's in these injections. I believe that. I believe that if there are hydras in these injections, people ought to know that. I believe that if there are parasites in these injections, people ought to know that. I believe if there is nanobots or any other nefarious diabolical ingredient intentionally placed inside of these vials to harm people or kill them, I think we should know that. But I also agree with one point that Dr. McCarron made, is that there are reasons to stop this thing just on its face without diving into exactly what's in it. And that's that it's killing people and they're targeting our kids now. And I agree with that. No matter who pays him, I agree with that sentiment.
Well, we don't need to dismiss the work of hundreds of other dedicated, brave scientists that have come forward. And secondly, I take issue with the Wuhan. Anyone could go to researchgate.com. You can find all of our publications and citations and references on there. And you look up Dr. McCarron, he is directly connected with the city of Wuhan and research done for Korea, the Korea Brain, which is connected to SK. All science comes out of SK Biosciences in Korea. And so there's an overlap there with the promotion.
See, this
of
is why I love you, because you always do your diligence and you check into these
people.
Yes,
I do.
Absolutely. And we do our best to do that as well, but we're a platform that gives a voice to everybody and we believe in discernment. So we're happy to hear that. Donna.
Let the audience decide.
That's right. Well, but we're going to, hey, listen, if we find out some dirt on people, we're going to expose it. I think I've proven that. Donna, can you suggest a way to make sure that you're not injected with a jab if you have to have surgery?
Yes, you don't go to a hospital for those services that requires the jab of their employees, of their patients, of their visitors, or testing. So if you see that there's an aggressive approach in that facility, and please don't tell me that you can't go anywhere else, because we do know that there are facilities and there are surgical centers and there are doctors and surgeons and nurses, nurse practitioners that do not require those. So it takes a little bit more effort, a little more due diligence. Otherwise, if you go to an institution that does require all that, you don't have any guarantee.
Might I suggest the Cleveland Clinic, by the way? The Cleveland Clinic does not.
Beyond that, you might want to call a lawyer and get some paperwork before, if you have to go to that institution.
And might I suggest, do not go to the Mayo Clinic. Those people, wow, unbelievable. Vivian Rapp, has Pfizer released ingredients for the booster shots?
Great question. Timely. And the reason I chose it from my Telegram channel is because it just coincided with a presentation that Karen Kingston, the former analyst from Pfizer, who's now gone whistleblower, made just last night to a group of attorneys and doctors in South Africa that I had the privilege of being a part of, and I was in the audience of it. Karen Kingston provided the beginning paperwork indicating, watch this, that the boosters coming out now are going to be 10 times as potent. And I don't know about you, Stu, but in the last 12 hours, I've gotten a larger than normal number of mail indicating people that either relatives of theirs or people they are acquainted with who took the booster are violently sick right now. Now, that's anecdotal. That's not scientific. And I don't have big numbers yet. But all of this is, there are no coincidences. So I'm looking forward to Karen's further expose of this. She has the receipts. She says she has the documentation. I have seen the preliminary scientific basis for that. I just wanted everybody to have this information. Stu's show is known for breaking information before it goes anywhere else. There you go. 10 times more potent.
We do want to get it right. We don't always necessarily have an emphasis on being first. We want to be responsible. We want to get it right. But yes, if there's something that's developing, breaking, bubbling up, if it crosses this brain, chances are it comes out of these lips across this microphone and into millions of people's ears.
I'm with you, sir.
The filter right now is just, hey, we're going to throw all the truth out there. Jen A says, hi, Dr. Jane. I love the way you tell it like it is. Keep doing that. We all need it. Do you think that they are putting things in all the supplements that we're running out to purchase, NAC, quercetin, et cetera? How would we know?
Well, the short answer is we never know. But the more comforting answer is I have concerns about things that come directly from pharma in under the guise of seasonal flu shots and, periodic, maybe childhood vaccines. Right now, these companies, we don't know who's controlling them. They've caused a lot of death and destruction. And not only in the United States, but across the world. And so why would we trust them right now? In terms of your supplements, those are coming from companies, nutraceutical companies. Yes, some of them are connected to and use the manufacturing plants of pharma companies, I would say, you know what, it's a great question and we got to start digging and we should test what we're taking and be careful because this is a very strange time.
So Dr. Jane Ruby, I just want to make sure everybody is aware of this, is an international health economist, over 20 years in pharmaceutical research experience. She is a medical expert. By every definition. And so these people that post these articles like Newsweek and USA Today and all of them that try to discredit the doctor in front of her name, to those people, I just want you to clear this up. What do you say to those people?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of ignorance in the mainstream media because, and you can check me on this, the PhD is the highest degree a university can confer. Now, I'm not trying to get into a competition with medical doctors. They are very revered, but I think we ought to rethink allopathic medicine. But beyond that, like I said, the PhD is given by the university. The MD or JD or other Ds are often given by a school within a university. So if you want to get technical in the academy, the PhD is the most revered and highest degree. Secondly, both of my doctorates are earned. They're not honorary. That means I created original research. I vetted it in front of a committee of PhDs who are academics. And then they allowed me to go forward. I executed the study. I reported on it. I did the analysis. I reported on it. And then I had to defend it in front of that committee before I walked across the stage at the University of Rochester and was handed, you know, my degree. So I think people need to understand if they're going to do digging on people, then do digging on what degrees mean. And also looking at the fact that I have two master's degrees. One is for the nurse practitioner that that qualified me to sit for those licensure boards, which are separate. I don't practice under the, when I did practice, I didn't practice under the direction of a physician, like physician's assistants, nor did I have my notes or my prescriptions co-signed. So there's a lot of independence there, mostly because we took our courses in the medical school at the University of Rochester, and we took separate licensure boards. My second master's is in international health economics, and I'm highly published in that area, as well as some other areas. I've launched probably every hypnotic approved in the United States, as well as a ton of other drugs in neuroscience and internal medicine. So hope that clears it up.
You know, and just for 100% transparency here, I didn't tell Dr. Jane that I was going to ask her about that today, but it just irritates me. So, but you know it better than anybody, so I didn't think I was going to stump you,
Stu,
on your own medical background. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for being here. Remember that Ask Dr. Jane is brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STU. All kinds of huge discounts. You could save super bigly right now by using promo code STU, including that classic MyPillow, normally $69.98, now just $19.98. You can always find Dr. Jane Ruby in her Proton Mail, Dr. Jane Ruby at protonmail.com, or subscribe to her and follow her on her Telegram because there's all sorts of stuff happening over there all the time. Eye-popping, truthful, responsible reporting from Dr. Jane Ruby. Go find her t.me/Dr. Jane Ruby. We'll be back with more of the Stu Peters Show in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and MyPillow, but millions of you out there. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you for all of your support. At MyPillow, we not only have pillows, but we have hundreds of products, including my new slippers, bathrobes, sleepwear, and my new beds. We're offering the best gifts ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have this exclusive offer on the standard size MyPillows, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. We also have the queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now only $24.98 with your promo code. And we have the king size, regularly $89.98, now only $29.98 with your promo code. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer.
I want to remind you to go to StuPeters.tv for all kinds of exclusive content that you will not find here in the show just due to time constraints. For example, today we spoke to a nurse who blew the whistle on her lunch break from the hospital about all of the adverse events that she is seeing. You can find that at StuPeters.tv. Rhonda says that she is horrified by the fact that we're going to now start jabbing kids. Also, we spoke with Ed Zoll, who's on the ground reporting on a governor who's making drastic moves to restore liberty to a state here, which is what you need to be doing, is leaning on your state leaders. And also, we spoke to Deanna Lorraine, who revealed a shocking video coming out of New Zealand about the division between vaxxed and unvaxxed people, creating two different classes of people. Absolutely unbelievable. If you're watching here, then we know you love free speech. So make sure to follow me on Gab at Real Stu Peters. We're on Gab TV all the time. Go to stupeters.tv and also sign up for premium. Premium memberships gets you behind the scenes stuff, all kinds of other things when you go to redvoicemedia.com/premium. Until tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it, here's what's down to it, here's to any way you can get to it, here's to those that don't do it, maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it, and here's to us who do do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. I will be praying for you every day, all day. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the radio!